The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
A world of injustice.
In today's headlines, a cry for justice, a long wait for justice. Family gets justice. Justice arrives for all. A justice served. Finally, justice.
He is saying now the days of your struggling are over. He is saying now anything from now on that's making you uncomfortable, I'm going to remove it. You don't have to depend on the police. You don't have to depend on Pawpaw no more. You can go to the court of heaven. God is the judge. And people are not your problem. They're just puppets being used by the puppet master. And what you and me gonna do is we gonna take the puppet master before God. When you go after him, you will spoil his house.
In Psalm 102, this is a scripture that we use for this year's, basically a word that God had given for this year's ministry. He said in Psalm 102 and verse 13, "For thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion." Zion symbolizes the church. "For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come." Say, set time. Okay, a set time is a time that has been already programmed. It's a time already programmed. God spoke about Israel, that Israel was going to be in bondage for 400 years. He spoke that over in Genesis chapter 15. This was hundreds of years before this happened. In other words, God spoke it to Abram, said, Israel's going to be in a bondage. Your seed's going to be in bondage for 400 years. Then at that point, I'm going to bring them out. And so here we see that there is a set time for something to happen, something that has already been programmed. No devil, no government, no man or woman, nobody can stop it from coming to pass. It kind of reminds me of having a child, a baby, a woman in labor. Now, there is nothing that you can do to stop labor. You know, you may be able to induce it from now and then, but you can't stop it. When it's time for that baby to come out, that baby's coming out of there. So my point to you is it's a time that's set, that happens, that God has something to do with, that is regulated by him, that nothing can stop it. So it's a pre-programmed moment or time. Now, in this, he says in verse 16, "And when the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory." All right, now, first, we want to talk about this whole idea of vengeance and what it is. Now, let's go down in Psalm chapter 103 and look at verse 1. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine," what? "Iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies," Lord have mercy, "who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle." I receive that. "The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed." Now, this word judgment here is justice. The Lord executeth righteousness and justice for all that are oppressed. Now, justice is extremely important to God. In fact, it is the heart of God. The enemy if he can destroy justice in somebody's life, or in the system, or in a nation, he can crush the hope and the faith of the human heart and perpetuate every manner of evil. If the enemy can destroy justice in a system or a nation, he can crush the hope and faith in the human heart and perpetuate all manner of evil. Now, the Bible talks about that, and over these four weeks, we're going to talk about that. But justice is one of the major or main conditions through which heaven's economy is going to manifest. Justice. Now, if you remember a scripture that was quoted by Dr. Martin Luther King, and it's found over in Amos, and in Amos chapter 5, verse 24, but let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. Now, he preached that. Let justice run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. Now, why did he preach that? Because he was talking about injustice that's in our society. And over in the Living Bible, English Bible, it says, let justice roll down like a river and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. So now this whole idea or theme of justice is important. If you go to Washington and Supreme Court building, you'll see that there are some scales. And on these scales, which symbolize justice or the legal part of things, then one has to balance out the other. Over in Isaiah, and Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 25, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember thy sins. I will not remember thy sins. In other words, God is saying, hey, I'm going to blot out your transgressions for my own sake. Now, this is a prophetic word that is spoken by Isaiah for the time that Jesus will come. He's saying, I'm going to blot out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Now, up until this time in the Old Testament, that God had people who were in the earth of his people, and because of their sins, he introduced a priesthood. And he raised up a priest who could come into the Holy of Holies, and actually that person could do a sacrifice that would cause something called atonement. Atonement is the covering of sin, so that God could continue to bless Israel, their sins would be covered. But not in the New Testament. We have a word called remission. And remission is sending away. Now, he said here, I'm going to blot out your transgressions. So blot means wipe it out. I don't know whether you've ever used anything like spot remover. And you take that spot remover and you put it on that spot, and that spot disappears. The first thing you say is, where did that spot go? It went somewhere. It just gone. Well, the same thing about blotting out our sins. He didn't take your sins and put them in the past. Your sins are not in your history. You don't have any. Now, this is very important for you to figure out, because that's the new thing. He remits it. It's sent away, never to be seen again. It's not in your past. All right, but anyway, praise God. All right, so this is now a idea, this idea of justice. It's something now that God is a key to this vengeance and recompense teaching that I'm now going to unfold to you. Let's go to Matthew's gospel in chapter 12. Look what it says here in verse 25. And Jesus knew their thoughts, and he said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he's divided against himself, how then shall his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Say, kingdom of God. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first do what to the strong man? Bind the strong man. And then he will spoil his house. He that is not with me is against me. And he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Oh, boy. All right. Jesus came preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He did not come preaching religion. He said, I am come that they might have what? Life. And have it how? More abundantly. Now, religion was here when he got here. And he wasn't interested in that, but he was preaching something that was on a higher level that talked about a new kingdom. And there was a kingdom in the earth that was operating now that was dominating this earth called the kingdom of darkness. Satan was the ruler, a puppet master over that kingdom. Now, Jesus comes preaching another kingdom, but he says, or how else can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man? Could you just write down a scriptural reference, please? Luke 11 and chapter 20, and verses 21 and 22. He said, but verse 22 says, but when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. Satan had everybody locked up. Even the ones that didn't know they were locked up. He was controlling the masses. He would set up people on certain kingdoms, the kingdom of media, the kingdom of arts and entertainment, the kingdom of education, and he would work his will in those kingdoms. Jesus came from a new kingdom, or the same kingdom that was in the garden that Adam lost. And he was reintroducing that kingdom and says, wait a minute, I'm coming with another kingdom that's going to rule over everything. You with me? So now he talks about binding the strong man. The strong man is the one behind that kingdom of darkness that's keeping it in place. So he is getting people now to stop focusing in on people as their problem. Because the tendency is to blame other folk. But in this, Paul talks about a revelation. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. So we don't wrestle against them. We don't wrestle against people. People are not your problem. Your problem is the devil. Say amen to that. Amen. A couple of places that I'd like to show you. Put something right there, please. And let's go over to Acts. Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. And I want to start reading at verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of people. He didn't say anything about people. He said they were all oppressed by who? The devil. For God was with him. Let's go over to Revelation, please. And let's go over to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. Are you there? Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right, look what it says in verse 9. Now the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth how much of the world? Now, how much of the world then was not deceived? None. Everybody was deceived. In the world. You're in the world, but not what? Of the world. Okay? Let's go to 1 John. 1 John is just before Revelation then. 1 John and 1 John chapter 4. Let me know when you get to 1 John chapter 4. Hello. I said chapter 4, yes. No, I meant chapter 5. Chapter 5, please. Thank you. You're there? Look at verse 19. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in what? Wickedness. I'll give you another translation. The whole world is under the control of the evil one. So the devil's controlling it. All right, now I want to establish that first. One more scripture. Isaiah chapter 14, please. I want you to be convinced that people are not your problem. Because as long as you think people are your problem, you are in trouble. I said, as long as you think people are your problem, you are in trouble. I didn't get a lot of amens on that, but you better say amen. Look what it says here in verse 12. This is Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Ooh, that's Lucifer again. Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken nations? Now, Lucifer was Satan's name, as he was the archangel that covered the throne of God in heaven. But he rebelled against God and got thrown out. Verse 13, for thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. Look at all those eyes. I will be like the Most High God. It's always I with Lucifer. It's about me. Verse 15, when people are dealing with Lucifer, that's what they feel. It's about them. Verse 15, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the side of the pit, and they that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did it shake kingdoms, that made the world as a what? Wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that open not the house of his prisoners? Wow. Is this the man? I mean, that's what you're going to say when things all over. You're going to see him say, are you following what I'm saying? Y'all got that, didn't you? You're going to wonder, is this the man? You mean he's the one that made, destroyed our cities? A whole city? This man here? Now, you got the picture. So, now what we got to do is pull back from people. I'm about to say something. When we went over in Ghana just recently, they took us during the daytime to the coast of the areas that we were, the seacoast. And this, we visited a castle called El Nino Castle. And it's in Ghana, West Africa. And we saw where they actually kept the slaves before they shipped them out over to the U.S., over to Europe, over to the Caribbean, and so forth. Slaves. They showed us everything. They showed us how they kept them in chains. They showed us so forth and so on, what happened to them when they rebelled, so forth, took us up. And this castle had an underground part, then it had other parts on top. They showed us where they kept the men, showed us where they kept the women, and so forth. Now, understand, they would lock them up there, and there were no windows or anything like that. So it was hot in there, and they had one little window in the door, and so forth. They kept all these people in there, and so forth. Now, understand, there were no bathrooms, so they had to go to the bathroom right there in the place, and they had to sleep on the floor and so forth and so on. Now, you can imagine the smell that's coming out of this place. Women, same thing. Women's menstrual, all that, they were sleeping in it. But also, he said, look right on the top of that, on the next floor, is a church. Now, here's down here, this inhumane treatment. And up here, we're having services. Got it? Now, what's wrong with that picture? Got it? Now, only thing I'm trying to point out to you now, after they took us on the tour, they came back and they said, hey, now as we have taken you on this tour, the reason for this tour is not to make anyone angry. For the reason for this tour is to make it so we see what happens so it'll never happen again. So my point to you is that I saw that. Now, what could make a person have that kind of treatment on that floor and then have services right on top of that and it never bother them? Say amen, come on now. Now, we're talking about justice because I just took you through that in this, you must remember who the culprit is. The devil is the engineer of every robbery in your life, every shame that you have suffered. I'm just trying to get you to, see, if you don't, not saved, you don't know this. You're not saved, you're fighting a natural battle, and guarantee you just have to fight it again and fight it again. But if you can get the strong man. Well, I trust that you are blessed by today's teaching. Now, this is a series entitled Your Day of Justice. It's volume one. Now, this is a teaching that I did several years ago, but I think its message is very timely for the concerns and conditions that people have today. Now, while we're faced with injustices in the world, you have to understand, one, that it's also a set time for God's justice. In other words, that's what it says in the scripture, that one of the jobs of the church is to bring justice in the earth. When the church lost its real passion for justice, it really lost its influence in the world. And so this thing is coming back again. So it's divinely orchestrated that God wants injustices to be stopped. Now, God brings forth this justice, not us. Now, what I'm saying here is people are not your problem. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19, it says, that we know that we are of God and the whole world lieth in wickedness. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. So there's spiritual wickedness carrying on things that would cause injustices in this earth. And the church must remember who the real culprit is. So we as a church are designed to deal with the devil. We could stop these things. A lot of times people see that there are forces of evil working in places and murders and crime and so forth. We've got evidence of the fact that we saturate those places with prayer. We cut that crime down to almost zero. And I'm just saying, notice what was behind it. Well, it's behind the crime. It's behind injustice as well. So my point to you is, let's not lose sight of our target. Our target is not people. People are not our problem. Problem is the devil, and the church is going to deal with it. Praise God. So as we look at this, just as you organize your daily prayer life and so forth, remember, pray those warfare prayers. Come against those spirits of wickedness that would try to influence people to say and do certain things. True enough, we hate the loss of lives of anybody because that not God's plan for their lives. His plan is that they reach their destinies. But we have something to say about that as the church. So as the church goes, the world goes. So we got to get back on the job here of praying and really interceding and confessing the word over our places, our cities, our communities, our nation. Why? So that it can fulfill the plan of God. The will of God is that heaven come to earth. Praise God. Well, this is Bill Winston saying until next time, we love you and keep walking by faith.
A world of injustice.
In today's headlines, a cry for justice, a long wait for justice. Family gets justice. Justice arrives for all. A justice served. Finally, justice.
He is saying now the days of your struggling are over. He is saying now anything from now on that's making you uncomfortable, I'm going to remove it. You don't have to depend on the police. You don't have to depend on Pawpaw no more. You can go to the court of heaven. God is the judge. And people are not your problem. They're just puppets being used by the puppet master. And what you and me gonna do is we gonna take the puppet master before God. When you go after him, you will spoil his house.
Now is the set time for justice to prevail on God's people who have been oppressed with forces that have sat on their destiny. To order your copy of Your Day of Justice by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. This is the set time to be victorious and win the battle in Your Day of Justice.
I came to announce that this is the last day. And you're gonna go through what you've been going through. This is it. I said this is it.
The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independent of this world system and have dominion over it. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast.